Catholic Schoolhouse, a podcast of the DePores Pages podcasts on Catholic education and Catholic practice and spirituality. You can subscribe to this podcast at thefriar.org. That's thefriar.org. Or you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Catholic Schoolhouse. It is wonderful to have you with us. We are still in the month of February, and we are highlighting during this month, Black History Month, we are highlighting Black Catholics who have made a tremendous difference both in the United States and around the world. And today we highlight Mother Mary Lang, who was the founder of the Oblate Sisters of Providence and did tremendous work in this country and started a community that is quite tremendous all over the world, really. So it is quite interesting. So let's take a look at her life, because I think there is something in it always for us about trusting in God's providence. That was something I picked up very clearly in learning about Mother Lang, in particular because she relied on God's providence, and you could see the impact of relying on God's providence by making sure that the name of her community would include the word providence, which is a very important feature for anybody discerning what God wants them to do. So she was born in Cuba in a Haitian community in 1784, and she was very, very well educated, but left Cuba in the early years of the 1800s, coming to the United States and finally arriving in Baltimore around 1813, shall we say. Some of this early time of her history is not terribly clear exactly where she went, but it was thought that she also located in some other cities before finally arriving in Baltimore. When she got to Baltimore, already there were various Protestant organizations that had created schools for African American students, but they simply could not keep up with the overwhelming demand for Baltimore's growing free African American population. And so it was quite important that there be something done to help this population, which needed education. And so, recognizing this need, she opens a school in her home, because there are no free public schools for children in Baltimore, for children of color, I shall say, in Baltimore. They didn't arrive until after the end of the Civil War in 1866. While she's in Baltimore, Mother Lang meets a Sulpician priest whose name was James Nicholas Joubert. And he was a native of France. He was a former soldier, but his role was to teach catechism to the African-American children who attended St. Mary's Seminary, the lower chapel at St. Mary's Seminary. And discovering that they were not good readers, he thought it would be particularly good if he could find a school for girls. And so he got permission from the archbishop and began looking for women of color to help to educate these girls that were in real need. And he found both Mother Lang, who wasn't Mother Lang at the time, she was Elizabeth Lang, and Marie Ballat, because they were already operating a school in their home. And he also thought, you know, this would be a wonderful opportunity to start a religious community of women who would dedicate themselves to this mission. Now, this is where God's providence is so wonderful, so tremendous. What happens is that while he is looking for these women and thinking, gee, it would be a great thing to have a community of women who would dedicate themselves to this task of education, they are feeling the call from God to consecrate their lives, and they had asked God to show them a way to serve him. And that is just amazing. That these two things come together, it just shows how beautiful is the providence of God when they are able to come together. And so Joubert agrees to support them. He persuades the archbishop at the time, Archbishop James Whitfield, to approve the community. They take vows. They have four members of their community, four sisters. And so with these vows, the Oblate Sisters of Providence are founded by Lang and Joubert as the first religious congregation of women of African descent in the United States. How exciting. And their primary purpose is going to be for the Catholic education of girls. So they start in a rented house. They have four sisters, 20 students. Think about that for a minute, that they had been educating people, but now they're going to formally do so, and they start with such a small community. And when we see where they are today, we're going to see how the grace and the providence of God is so active in the lives of women. The school they start actually is still in existence today. It later becomes known as St. Francis Academy, and it still is in operation in Baltimore. The Oblate sisters experience a lot of difficulty. There's no two ways about it, poverty, racism. But they decide that they're going to work very hard to evangelize the Black community through Catholic education. Now, what did that mean to them? Because I think this is also really insightful for people of the day. What it meant for them is that in addition to the schools where they were teaching people, they conducted night classes for women. They conducted vocational and career training. They established homes for widows and orphans. They understood that the skills that they could teach to women, both educational knowledge skills and vocational and career training, could make a tremendous difference in their opportunities. Now, Mother Lang dies February 3rd, 1882, but her legacy in the community she founded lives on. Today, the Oblate Sisters of Providence teach in schools, they work in parishes, they care for the sick, and they labor in other ministries in the United States, in Cuba, in Costa Rica, in the Dominican Republic, and in parts of Africa. And so this is a great story of a woman who was inspired to hear the call of God and listens to the ways in which God speaks to her and follows the ways in which he makes it possible to found this community that can do so many wonderful things. This is Mother Mary Lang. We're delighted to learn more about her, and we will continue to celebrate this Black History Month by looking at other examples of Black Catholics who made a difference in the United States and around the world. Thank you.